Gav, Tölbruch, Ein Eitzarchu Horch. So, the Hanacha Kedum of the Gemara is that if someone is mafsik, the Dibur, in between the Bracha and the and the Achila, he has to make a new Bracha. That's the Hanacha Kedum of the Gemara. So Rav's coming to the Chadish that if what he said was Tölbruch, which Rashi explains, he means that he went to the person who is, he went to one of the people sitting and he said, here, take a piece from the Prusas Hamaitzi. So that is not considered a hefsik, and he does not have to make a new bracha. And then the Gemara brings down Birchin and says, if you melech afilu liftan, not mean tarach levarich, but if he says, gavol l'turei, make stuff for the shvarim, you have to, tarach levarich. And Rashi says, no, even gavol l'turei and tarach levarich, because since you're not allowed to eat till you give to the behemoth, so therefore it's also considered letzayrich, and you have to make a bracha, and you don't have to make a new bracha. So the two questions here: number one is what is the side of the problem when there is a bracha being when there is something being mafsik, and how does this letzayrich take care of that problem? So Rashi says, it's only, we have to turn the page, we'll highlight it on page test, but we can look at it on page Zion if we want. So Rashi says that the reason why is it's Ein Tarach Levarich by Tol Bruch is because it's a, it's Letzarech HaBracha. Letzarech HaBracha, Rashi says again, by Hevi Melech, even this is considered Letzarech HaBracha, that the bracha should be nechels betam, that the prusa should be nechels betam. By gvil turi, Rashi doesn't say, but the pashtus is, and that's what we say, so like that beferish, it means like that from the matcha, but it's also considered tzarech bracha, since you can't eat till you give your animal to eat, that's considered tzarech bracha. So most of the pashtus speak about, what about other things that ask you to eat? Let's say you didn't make Havdalah, and you made a bracha before you made Havdalah, that also considered Litzarech bracha, because you're not allowed to eat Havdalah. We'll get into that in the Mitzvah Shem. But the Yisayid, Rashi says, the Yisayid of these things is Litzarech bracha, and that's why all these things are not considered a hefsik. The Beis Yosef brings down, if you look on page we'll actually start with the Rambam on page Tazayin. The Rambam says, "Kol habracha is leyafsik bein habracha bein davar shem varch and olav the dvar mecherim v'mhifsik tzarich lavzer ulevarch shniya." If you were masik, you have to make a new bracha. V'mhifsik b'dvar shem meinyan dvar shem varch and olav ein tzarich lavarch shniya. So the Rambam says meinyan dvar shem varch and olav. So this that loss itself, you could possibly read it in two ways. However, the Rambam goes on to say, "Ketz again shabirch al pas." The Rambam says, he doesn't say, or Rashi says, give the person from the Prusas HaBracha. So the Beis Yosef learns in the Rambam that anything that's Letzarech Achila is considered not a Hefsik. And the Bach says that the sheep is a Torah also. The Beis Yosef learns the Torah not like that, but the Bach says the Lashon Torah also. If you look at page Yotes, he says, Mi usach b'tzarchei suda. Even though the Torah does give the Moshe, Kimai Kchubir, Yipusar Bracha, like Rashi, but he says, Sach b'tzarchei suda, so the Bach learns that the Torah sheet is also, it's not tzarech bracha, it's tzarech achila. So that's there are all words that this is actually the machlokes.
So okay, suda, you want to learn means achila,
right?
Not this suda.
Well, it means the achila of the suda. Obviously, if you have some other achila, you say put up the challenge for Shabbos. That's not that's not going to be enough, right? But it means the tzarich of the achila of the suda.
Would be between this prusa and meki bracha.
Oh, right. So that's what the Beis Yosef speaks out. The funeral would be, let's say, you're not talking about the prus hamaitzi. You stop and say give him a portion according to the Rashi that would be considered a hafsik, because that's not what tzarech habracha. According to the Rambam, tzarech achila, it would be considered a hafsik. And in fact, the Ra'ol learns that this is in fact a machlekes amirayim. By Rav, he says Tal Bruch. There he says, like Rashi Tzarech Brachas on page Yibalav and Tezvav in the Kuntris. The Ra'ol says that's Tzarech Bracha by Havei Melch Havei Lifton, and by Gavul Turi he says that's considered. Those two shitas are considered Tzarech Achila. So he learns it's a machlekes. Is Tzarech Bracha enough for a reason to be hafsik? Not to be hafsik, or is tzarech achila enough? Do you need dafka tzarech bracha, or any tzarech achila is enough? And therefore, since we pass again like a birchon, therefore any tzarech achila would be enough. Now, then there's a shy. What exactly is the lundus of this hafsik? Taisus right away says, havei melech tzarech levarich, the have a hesech hadas. The reason why it has to is because it has a chadas. In other words, the dibur itself is a hefsik. The problem is, a dibur that's not related to the bracha or the achila is considered a hefsik chadas. That's the way the Taisus learns. The Machria, and it's much like another Rishon as well, they learn the problem is that if there's any hefsik, then the bracha can't be chal on the achilo or on the mitzvah that you're doing. Now,
how's that different than hesach hadas?
Meaning, it's not because you were masiyat das, meaning you were thinking about, you're focusing on something else. It's the actual, just the fact that there's something breaking up between the bracha and the achila, that's enough. For example, there's a shaila if shtik is considered a hefsik. So the Nishma Sodom says, bring it down here, on page Beis, he says only dibur is a hefsik because asi dibur vatal dibur. Dibur is oiker the previous dibur. You have to connect the dibur to the.
And that's the only dibur vatal dibur.
So that's a question of a ma'isa, but he's discussing shtika alone. But shtika, he says, wouldn't be mevatel. Shtika would not be mevatel. The ma'isa b'seis brings to Shabbat Lekha that shtika is considered a hefsik, but most places hold that even though you shouldn't be shaya, but the shtika itself is not a hefsik.
So the nafkamina between the two shtikas would be that you could say something that would be a hefsek, but it's not a hefsek.
Oh, so now the thing's like this. So lemaisa, everyone agrees. So the shah says, well, what's the fmila? Is there not fmila alach? I mean, everyone agrees that a dibur that is shaykh to the bracha is not a hefsek. So it's not a hefsek. Now, according to the shah, the whole reason for hefsek is because of hefsek hadas. The lump that goof is, because this is the whole reason why Dibur is a hefsik, is because hesach hadas. So if it's a Dibur that's me'inyan ha'achila, or me'inyan ha'bracha, that's not hesach hadas. According to the shita that holds that, that it's tam because Dibur is a hefsik, then any Dibur would be considered, then the pshat is that a Dibur that's connected is not masik because it's connected. So actually, Ramesha wants to use these two tzadim to explain a machlekes in this on page Chav Beis. He wants to say that's the machlekes if it's letzarech bracha or letzarech suda. He says if the pshat is that he flips it another. He says, if the pshat a dibur letzayrich is not considered a hefsik, so then it doesn't make a difference what tzayrich it is. If the pshat is that it's mutter lahafsik letzayrich, so then only letzayrich habracha. But I was thinking it could be the pshat is in this machlaikis. Would you could also say based on this, if the pshat is the dibur is a hefsik, but you have to connect the dibur to the bracha in order for it not to be a hefsik, then you would need a dibur tzarech bracha. If the pshat has a chadas, so as long as it's connected to the bracha or the suda, so you weren't misir das. Now there is a yisayid in when we say hefsik is a problem. You say that the sefer Achriya, this is where he buys his yisaid on that it's not a yisaid of hesach hadas. is that there's a difference between a hafsik be'emtza habracha, be'emtza ha-mitzvah, and a hafsik bein habracha ve'ha-mitzvah. So the example is, if you have a tkiya shayfer, the halacha is that if you're mafsik in between the bracha and the first tkiya, that's called a hafsik, that's mechayvinu bracha. So let's say you're mafsik in the middle of tkiyas, so then the halacha is gayrim boy, because since you're in the middle of doing the mitzvah, you're not supposed to be mafsik. But since you were not mafsik between the bracha and the tkiya, so therefore the bracha was chal, or there was no hefsik, there was no hesib das in between the bracha and the mitzvah. So then, even if there is a hefsik or hesik hadas later, you don't lose the bracha. Meaning, this whole problem of hesik hadas or hefsik, either one, is that in order for the bracha to be chal in the mitzvah, you can't have a hefsik or hesik hadas in between the bracha and the tchilas ha-mitzvah. Once you started the mitzvah, then you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah, but then even if you are mafsik, it's not mechayiv you a new bracha. Now, there is an exception to this, which is, as the Sefer Mechiri explains, that let's say I'm doing two mitzvahs one after the other. So the halacha is normally, when you do two mitzvahs one after the other, it's the same. If you're doing the same mitzvah twice, one after the other, you make a bracha on you make one bracha on both. For example, a sheichet, who's shechting a bunch of behemoths, he has all the behemoths lined up, he makes one bracha ala shechita, and he shechs the next however many behemoths he has lined up without a new bracha. Similarly, if those are neig like the Ramah, which is Shitas Rambam, that you make a bracha of laniach on yeshal yad and al mitzvah on yeshal reish, the emes is that really the laniach is really going on your shal reish also. Just that's why you have to be careful not to be mafsik, and if you're mafsik, you have to make a new bracha. Now there, the bracha laniach is going on both. So we don't say, oh, if the bracha of laniach, once I put on my shayad, so now I start the mitzvah. So even if I'm soch, why can't it still be nimshach? Same thing by shechita. If I shechted one behema, so I started the mitzvah. So even if I'm soch, why can't it be nimshach? So the answer is because there, the Sefer Mechiri explains, there it's really two separate mitzvahs. The halacha is, if I'm doing two separate mitzvahs, one after the other, if it's the same, the both mitzvahs have the same bracha, the same mitzvah, so then once I could make one bracha, and that bracha can cover both. So even though I'm putting on my shayad before the shalreish, or I'm shechting behema number one before I shech behema number two, that's not considered a hafsik, and therefore the bracha that I made at the beginning of shechita number one, before shechita number one, can work for behema number two as well. But since it's separate shechitas, therefore, it's not considered like the Kiya Shaifer where it's one mitzvah. And once I started the mitzvah, then the Hefsik's not going to shtar me anymore. So therefore, in the case of one long mitzvah, once I started the mitzvah like Kiyas, once I started the mitzvah, then Hefsik, even though I'm not supposed to be Mafsik, it won't be Mevatel my bracha. In the case of multiple mitzvahs that I'm covering with one bracha, since really the bracha is going separately on each mitzvah, just doing the previous mitzvah is not considered hefsik, so therefore any hefsik is mechayiv me to make a new bracha.
Talmud Torah is one big long mitzvah.
What?
Be a chumra by checking two apartments.
Oh, so Bedikas Chametz is a very interesting case, because Bedikas Chametz, it says, I was about to mention this, thank you for bringing it up, Bedikas Chametz, it says that once you make the bracha, you're not supposed to be mafsik until you finish your bedika. However, it says, the reason why you're not sleep mafsik is because we're afraid you'll get distracted from your bedika. It doesn't say, so the question is, why is this different from Tekiah Shaifer? By Tekiah Shaifer, it says that you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle, because you're in the middle of mitzvah. And by Bedikas Chametz, it says that you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle because we're afraid you'll get distracted from the bedika. So what's the difference? Now, there... So there again. So the question is Bedikas Chametz, if you have two houses, is that considered separate mitzvahs, or if I have two houses, that's my mitzvah Bedikas Chametz? So I think the pshat is that by Bedikas Chametz, there's no specific amount that's the mitzvah. Meaning in Tkiyas Shaifer, there's mitzvah deraisa 9 tkiyas, There's the suffix we blow 30. Alts the moment of Yishuv we blow 60, and alts the minig of the that's mentioned the shalal pikabala we blow 100. But it's all one hemshich of one mitzvah, and there's a defined mitzvah. The mitzvah is kapara mitzvah the minig 100 kailos. So if you're mafsik, that is the mitzvah. So there's one hemshich that's called one mitzvah. So if you're mafsik, you're be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah. Bedikas chametz, even though you're mechuyev to continue being baidik as long as you haven't finished being baidik, all the mekayim shekhanisim by chametz, but there's no specific defined mitzvah. So therefore, the only reason it's not called you're being mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah, even though you're stuff, because let's say, for example, let's say a person stopped after being baidik one room. So that was his mitzvah b'tikas chametz. That's a complete mitzvah b'tikas chametz. He may be mechuyev to be baidik more, but it's not like he did half the mitzvah. So that, I think that's the story. That's why there, the only reason why you can't be mafsik is because of the right, you get distracted. So there, I think that's why, right. So even two houses, I don't think is really different. Two houses, just that's you have more mekayim shemachnis mechametz. You're mechayim to do more bedika. Now,
how about if it's just the case where the bracha is different, like on tevilas kelim? You say tevilas keli or tevilas keli? They actually said the bracha on more than one kli. So if you don't let me say,
if I say the second one,
then you say the bracha. You say the bracha.
It's called his bracha. Meaning, let's say you're mafsik in between the first and the second kli. I hear. That's a good question. I don't know. Good question.
It could also be shot by Talmud Torah. You could talk in between learning or do other things.
Oh, so Birchas Talmud Torah is very, very. So there are really two questions when it comes to Talmud Torah, which is one question which the Rishayim discusses that normally if I stop in the middle of a mitzvah and I stop doing the mitzvah and then I start doing it again, I have to make a new bracha. Example: this is, let's say I'm sitting in my sukkah, so I sit down for breakfast and I make a leisha basukkah, and then I go. After breakfast, I go to daven. So it's not exactly how much time and what you're doing is considered hafsik. But if you do something that's considered hafsik, when you come back into your sukkah for lunch, you make a new bracha. A person puts on his talis in the morning. So if he takes it off for a second, he's playing, but he just takes it off to go to the bathroom, he's playing, put it right back on, so he doesn't have to make a new bracha. But let's say he takes it off, he davening shachris, let's say he's davening shachris v'sikin, and then he's davening musaf later, something like that. So then the mikra din, you make a new bracha if you put on your talis again. If you have your talis cut on, you don't have to, but be'etzem, the bracha of tzitzis, when there's a hafsik, a person takes off his tefillin. So they have to go to the bathroom. That is considered a hafsik. That is considered a hafsik chadas. So they make a new bracha when they come out. By Talmud Torah, you sit down, you learn. Then you go about whatever you have to do during the day. And then you come back at night to learn some more. You do not make a new bracha. That's one question. And there's another question, which is that, which is actually they have here on the Maram Kesem in page Aleph, the Ibn Yom Beis discusses, which is, that about Talmud Torah, there's a summary shenim hold, you're allowed to be mafsik in between the bracha and the first limud. So as far as the second question goes, why isn't it considered why don't you have to make a new bircha Torah when you go back to learn? So there's different mahalchim in the Rishenim. So Taisus says that since a person always has to learn, so there always is, their das is always, they're coming back to learning, so therefore, you don't make a new bracha. You never have a full-fledged hefsik from Talmud Torah. That's what Taisa says. Some Rishonim say that the Birchas Talmud Torah was miskin to say once a day. That's the Rambam's mash like that also. It's the Rambam puts together with the rest of Birchas HaShachar. He says it's part of the seder of Birchas HaShachar that you make every morning, and you make it once a day. For example, that's the Shaila. If a person goes to sleep during the day, the Mishnah brings down two tzedakim. If a person sleeps for a shiloh, what the zman is, but if a person really takes a really long nap, that's for sure a hafsik. Do they have to make a new birchas hatayir? Because that's for sure considered a hafsik. So that's one shaila. Now there's another shaila, which is that the Taisus in Brachas in Dafid Aleph bring down the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if a person should learn right away after he makes Birchas HaTorah. And Tai says that's where our minig is, that we say Yivarecha right after we say Yivarecha and Eilu Dvarim right after we make Birchas HaTorah for that reason. So Taisus says that really it's not Ma'akiv. The only time it's Ma'akiv is when someone is using the Birchas Avarabba to pater Birchas HaTorah. So since Avarabba is not obviously a bracha on Birchas HaTorah, therefore you have to Shtelavek, you have to show that you're using your Birchas Avarabba as Birchas HaTorah, therefore you have to learn right away. But normally Taisus says you do not have to learn right away. Even if you don't learn right away, you're fine. So Shaila is, here it's much more difficult. As we discussed before, once you started a mitzvah, so then there's a shaila. If you're a hefsik, you're not supposed to be masik. And if you're mamish, a big hefsik, that's mechayiv yinu bracha. So then we have svar as the Talmud Torah, since you mechayiv it every rega, so we don't have a hefsik. But what's the pshat in the bracha? Why you don't have to learn right after your bracha? That we're saying every time if you're not eichel, you don't do the mitzvah right away. That's a hefsek in between the bracha and the mitzvah, between bracha and achila, and you have to make a new bracha. So if you go with those shitas that birchas HaTorah is not a birchas mitzvah, it's part of the stage of birchas shachar, then it's good. But there are many shaytim seem to learn it is a birchas mitzvah. So then the question is, what's the pshat? So they say that's the kasha here on page Yud Aleph. It's even kashali. So the Jesus says two tutsim. He says one teretz is that the whole yisaid is that the bracha. I mean, both tuts are based on the same yisaid, but each one has a slightly different. So the first teretz, the one that's before the highlighting, is that since a person, really, there's no din that the bracha and the mitzvah have to be done one right after the other. The ikar din is that it has to be clear that the bracha is connected to the mitzvah. So he says, since the mitzvah Talmud Torah is every second, so even if I'm not learning right now, but since the bracha is always connected to the mitzvah, it's always clear that the bracha is connected to the mitzvah. That the fact that I'm mechuyif to learn kol reg is a hayichacha that the bracha is connected to the mitzvah. That's one svar, he says. Then he says another story. He says, based on the same concept, he says, let's say I make a bracha on lulav. So I have to take a lulav today. I don't have to take a lulav right now. I have to take a lulav an hour from now. So if I'm not making the bracha together with the netilas lulav, so that's a hefsik, because I don't have it. If I'm not doing the mitzvah now, so I have no shaykh to the lulav now. Mashein Talmud Torah, then I'm a chuyiv to learn it right now. So even though I'm not learning right now, either even better, right? Let's say I'm davening now, right? So I'm not learning now. I'm davening. I'm making my birchas in the beginning of davening, and I don't say yivrecha. I'm not gonna learn anything till after davening. But the fact that I'm mechuyev to learn right now connects the bracha to the mitzvah. Very difficult to understand how that worked exactly. Who cares that I'm mechuyev to learn right now? I'm not learning. So how does that connect? That's the basis of svara, that the bracha birchas HaTorah is always connected to the mitzvah, and that's why even if I don't learn immediately after I make the bracha, that's not considered hefsek. But the question of making a new birchas HaTorah in the middle of the day, that's a separate question. That's because we have Taisus svara. The Taisus says that since I'm always daite lachzer to the limud, therefore I don't have to make a new bracha when I come back to learning, because it's like when you took off your tzitzis for a minute, that you don't have to make a new bracha, or you went out of the sukkah for a minute, you don't have to make a new bracha on the tzitzis or on the sukkah. Just one last point. The Shalevi says something which is a very big chiddush. He says, Amar Rav, he's in Dagen Gemara, Tol Baruch, Tol Baruch. So he says he wants to know, why does it say Tol Baruch twice? So the Beis Levi says that he wants to be Mazbir, Al Pi, the Shita Shibele Alekit, that we mentioned, that Shtik is also Hefsik. He says, since shtikas are hefsik, so it's on page Mem Aleph, in the first page of the Yesayin. So he says that what shir shtikas are hefsik? So he says the shir shtikas are hefsik is four words, because it's kedei sheilas talmud l'rav, shalom aleichem rabbi meiri. That's the shir of shtika that's a hefsik. So he says that's why it says tol baruch is not a hefsik, because if you would say something longer than that, it would be a hefsik. Mitzad the shtika shavoy. In other words, even though the words themselves wouldn't be hefsik, but the shehiyah would be hefsik. So the Beis Halevi is a tremendous chiddush. I saw a number of achrenim are meir on it, that even if shtika is a hefsik, but l'chayra, that's only because shtika, if I'm sitting there doing nothing, that's called I'm delaying the mitzvah. So then there's this zman that would be hefsik. Masha'enkein, if I'm not delaying anything, I'm doing something which is connected. I'm doing a dibur which is l'tzayrich. So then l'chayra wouldn't be hefsik. And l'chayra, a tremendous right that is, that the Rishayim all say, the Sefer Mechriya, all the Rishayim say that if you're doing the bracha of Lahaniach, for example, every morning goes on your shayad and your shalreish, and if you're going to be mafsik bedibur, it's going to be you need a new bracha Lahaniach on your shalreish, but the time it takes you to put on your shayad is not considered a hefsik. So you see that as long as you're being isik in the mitzvah, even though it's something that, even though you're doing, had you been shaysik and shay at that time, you might have been shaysik and shay long enough to be considered hefsik. But the fact that you're being isik in the midst of that goof is makashrit, and it's vatal that it shouldn't be hefsik. So, or the example shchita, right? Even if it takes a few minutes to get, especially shchita's behemus, you can't do one right out of, it's not like eifus, they do one right after another. What is it, 600 an hour or something like that? But a behemus, that it takes longer. That's not considered a hefsik, even like the shtika shibalei aleket, the shtika is a hefsik. So chayri deeper that the tzayich also shouldn't be considered a hefsik, even if the zman the shtika would be.